pretty down. Yeah, it was pretty quiet in the sheds last night after the game, and pretty quiet back at the hotel. So certainly disappointed. We knew that game one was important, but there's still two left. So after a loss, you leave yourself open for criticism, and that's the way things roll.
There's people coming out bagging James Tedesco. They're embarrassing himself. Just goes to show how little they know about the game. He's New South Wales captain. He's been one of the best players for the last 5-6 years. For them to come out and be bagging James Tedesco is absolutely clueless. Mm. It's ridiculous. I was laughing about it.
It was a pretty bitter postscript to Origin 1 in New South Wales. I want credit points here. There was a wave on Thursday to get Vossie on the line and just sort of do the immediate welfare check. Or actually, it was more sort of the rib ticklers that were being hoped for. So we waited till Tuesday to let the dust settle, to reach across the divide for sustainable office furniture. Why buy new? Visit sustainableofficefurniture.com.au. To the home of Queensland's Patsies, to New South Wales, we find Andrew Voss. Hello, Vossie.
I'm okay, Jared. I'm okay. No bruises at all on me, having been over in Adelaide. Actually, like, enjoyed the experience as a rugby league lover. Like, actually enjoyed the event. And then the storylines out of it are just humongous. The post-mortem will go all the way up to kickoff game two, it seems. I mean, we don't pick. The sides won't be announced because we've got a holiday Monday in New South Wales. Do you have a holiday Monday next week?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so therefore the sides can't be picked until the completion of this round for game two. So the speculation around New South Wales and what happens next goes all the way through to next Monday night. I think I'm up to it. I think I can talk about it for another 6 days. Wow.
How would you describe the level of self-flagellation?
Oh, man. This has been lost in all of it, Jared. It's like the sky falls. It's win and nothing. There is nothing else. Here's the amazing two stats out of the last 10 minutes of the game. I thought New South Wales were quite poor on the night. They led by 2 with 7 minutes to go, Jared. Like, it's a very rare event that you can play poorly and win an Origin game. Well, New South Wales almost did that. And then Queensland get up at the death, scoring 2 tries while they're down a man. It's 12 versus 13. They're outnumbered, yet they score 2 tries. That's a first for Origin in my memory. So New South Wales, if you could take a positive out of a negative, would say, well, we've got the more improvement in us. If we improve to a level that we would be happy with, then they give it an enormous shake, having led by 2 with 7 to go. But because they lost, and it's a 3-game series, and now it's sudden death, the sky has fallen, people are calling for mass changes, you know, Freddie Fittler, the coach, is walking a tightrope, all of that. Jared, it's amazing. It's a monster we've created. Thanks for the Origin concept. It is a monster. We have created. It just consumes everyone's energy and feedback, and everyone's got to have an opinion.
And now injury's going to play a role for New South Wales between games, by the looks of things.
Yes, well, that's the big loss, New South Wales. We already know Nathan Cleary, the halfback, the quarterback, if you will, the number 7, who didn't play very well in the first game, it must be said, but suffers a hamstring injury playing for his club side again last Sunday night. So he's gone now for 6 weeks, out for the rest of the series. Queensland have lost one of their reserve players, Jai Arrow. He's had ankle surgery yesterday, so he's gone. And that's what happens in this series. Gus Gould, Phil Gould, infamous figure, of course, once told me you don't get your heart set on a team ever. Like, you know, between matches, it's no point writing down a side because anything could happen this week. And now we have HIAs thrown into it, you know, head injury assessments, where if you're counted as a Category 1 concussion, it's like a mandatory 11-day stand down. Well, that would rule you out of Origin too. So there's all these components. Next 6 days, we'll speculate, then the sides will get picked and bring on game two in Brisbane.
I was reading the telly today and the proposition put forward, do we move Origin to the end of season to stop sabotage, or would it be the death of the international game? Gosh, if you move it to the end of the season, you'd lose the most cherished part of rugby league, I think.
Yeah, I can't support that. Simply, you know, we just have to work out a better way of doing things, the structure around buys. I mean, teams have buys. Last weekend we had, the previous weekend going into State of Origin 1, there were 7 teams having a weekend off. So I don't know whether you can structure it better around that. But no, I'm not a supporter of Origin postseason. Now, the history shows us, we've been playing this Origin thing since 1980 and 3-match series since 1982. From memory, there was only a time in the early 90s where the same side played every game for New South Wales. It was one of these Phil Gould actually coached the team, and he had the same 17 players for three matches. So it just doesn't happen. It does not happen. So we're trying to come up with a solution to something. Well, if you play it at the end of the season, there might be blokes who have to go off for surgeries and then are ruled out anyway. So I understand the backup factor's not there, but I don't think that's the solution.
You're going to Vegas. Will you have you two to open the NRL weekend in Vegas?
Oh, why not? Why not? I'm thinking that's just that's the tip of the iceberg, Jared. You know, you too. I mean, they may be the support act for something even bigger. I mean, you know, if the Beatles were still alive, I'd say Volandis would be chasing them. I mean, sky's the limit when it comes to bands. By the way, have you locked in your grand final entertainment for AFL yet?
Because no.
Kiss are in Australia at the same time.
Right.
So surely they are a get for either of the codes. They're performing, I think, the week before the NRL Grand Final, which is the first weekend of October. So, Kiss, that would be the target, I think, of the two codes, if not both. Playing at both. Now, could you play it? Could we have the same entertainment?
No, nah, I don't reckon you can.
No. Nah. Well, who's going to get Kiss first? I think that. But, yeah, in Vegas, you two, Bono, huge rugby league fan. Jared, it was long time rugby league fan, you know, going way back. North Sydney Bears fan, apparently.
Are you a Tottenham fan? Did you spend the morning doing your show with a Spurs scarf on?
I did. You know, as luck would have it, in the off-season, the one football game I went to in England was the Tottenham Hotspurs game. It was an FA Cup tie against Portsmouth, of all things, and I saw Harry Kane score a goal, and I, you know, going into a stadium, you got to wear the, you know, when in Rome, do as the Romans. Yeah. So I bought a whole handful of Tottenham paraphernalia and the scarf I still had. So I've got it on this morning. So yes, having never been emotionally invested heavily in a EPL side, Tottenham will do me. I am on the bus with Ange, and I hope that a 2-year contract actually means a 2-year contract.
Yes. Having,
yeah, witnessed what we've seen this year. What, 13, 14 changes of manager in a 20-team comp? It's certainly a volatile situation, but he says he's got a contract, or he will have a contract. Let's hope he has success right from the get-go.
All right. Cam from Chernside Park. I was genuinely worried last Thursday about Vossi. Good to hear he's doing well, but next Wednesday night could be a different story.
No. Head down in Brisbane. There'll be. I will not be wearing, like, after the game, if it's a 2-0, yippee, I'll be searching for a maroon bucket hat or something to walk back to the hotel and keep my head down.
Vossi, terrific. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jared.
Across the divide for sustainable office furniture. Why buy new? If you're looking for sustainable office solutions, visit sustainableofficefurniture.com.au.